好啊，
Great.
接着前边讲的绥靖政策捋下来。
Based on the policy of appeasement that was discussed earlier.
简单的聊一聊一战啊。
Let's chat about World War I.
顺便的聊一聊凯末尔。
Let's talk about Kemmel too.
聊一聊丘吉尔。
Let's talk about Churchill.
以及那么多新国家的诞生。
And the birth of so many new countries.
我想到哪儿就说到哪儿啊。
I just talk about whatever comes to mind.
这不马上再过俩月也世界杯了吗？
Isn't the World Cup coming up again in 2 months?
今天啊，屹立在全世界的这么多
Today, these many
所谓主权国家
As for sovereign state
绝大部分都是一战以后脱颖而出的
Most of them are outstanding after World War I
这个一战前啊，世界就那么几大块嘛
Back then, the world was just divided into a few major parts
全世界都被什么英法
What in the world, English and French?
俄奥土这些大帝国给主宰着。
Russia, Austria and Turkey, these great empires dominate.
但是呢这帮流氓之间他出问题了。
But these thugs are causing problems.
什么问题
What's the problem?
因为一个大流氓崛起了。
Because a big scoundrel emerged.
就是德意志啊。
It's Germany.
德国一想。
Germany, one thought.
啊，我这么优秀的民族。
My excellent nation.
我一片殖民地也没有啊。这个帝国主义时代啊。
I don't have any colonies. This is the age of imperialism.
经济和工业发展的越快。
The faster the economic and industrial development,
越需要海外殖民地，明白吗？
Do you need to understand overseas colonies?
原料市场劳动力
The raw materials are the market workforce.
那是资本主义必备的吗？
That's a must have for capitalism.
德国崛起的最晚
The latest rise of Germany,
我靠一看蛋糕没了不行
I looked at the cake and it was gone
我得挑战一下你
I challenge you
英法俄简单说啊就是一战的主要矛盾是什么
So what was the main cause of World War I in English, French and Russian?
一战的主要矛盾就是来自于英德矛盾
The main contradiction of World War I was the main contradiction of World War I.
法德矛盾
Russian-German conflict.
俄德矛盾
Russian-German conflict.
这叫三大矛盾
This is called the three major contradictions.
英德争的是殖民地霸权了
The competition between England and Germany was for colonial supremacy.
法德争的是欧洲的陆地霸权。
France and Germany were competing for European land dominance.
俄德争的是巴尔干半岛的霸权。
The Russians and the Germans were fighting for dominance in the Balkans.
哎，
oh,
这就是列强之间的矛盾。
This is the conflict between the great powers.
关于这个一战的导火索，去翻我前面讲的西西公主啊。
The trigger for World War I was the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which I mentioned earlier.
牵扯到萨拉热窝事件呀。
Involved in the Sarajevo incident.
包括裴迪南大公遇刺。
Including the assassination of Prince Petty of the South.
说白了就是斯拉夫民族和日耳曼民族的导火索。
In short, the conflict between the Slavic and Germanic peoples was caused by...
这儿就不多说了啊。
I won't say more here.
今天啊，尤其是欧洲。
Today, especially in Europe.
包括中东地区
including the Middle East，
大部分的国家都是1919年以后蹦出来的。
Most countries emerged after 1919.
因为1913年到1919年是一战嘛。
Because 1913 to 1919 was World War I.
一战就是两个。
There are two world wars.
军事集团俩是互殴，这边叫同盟国。
Two military groups, one on each side, call each other allies.
那边叫协约国。
That's the allied side.
同盟国有四个啊。
The four alliances are.
就是德意志。
Germany.
奥匈、奥斯曼加上保加利亚王国。
Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, and the Kingdom of Bulgaria.
但是协约国可多了去了啊。
However, there are so many allied forces.
以沙俄为首的俄、英、法、美、意、日。
Led by Russia and the Soviet Union, the United States, Great Britain, France, Italy, and Japan.
再加上龙国，一共27个国家。
In addition, there are 27 countries in the Dragon Kingdom.
虽然说龙国只派了一些劳工。
Although it is said that Long Yuo only dispatched some laborers.
没派兵。
No troops were dispatched.
那也得算呀。
That also needs to be counted.
因为参加协约国如果赢了的话。
Because if the Allied forces win,
那当年的庚子赔款就可以不赔德国了。
Then the indemnity from the 1919 Treaty of Versailles could have prevented Germany from being exploited.
就是这个道理。一战最奇怪的是什么？
The strangest thing about World War I is this.
最奇怪的是。
The strangest thing is.
这互殴的两边都是一家子呀。
These two families are all related.
都是亲戚。
All are relatives.
哎。
Oh.
不是姑表啊。
Not a fluke.
就是姨表。
It's a gauge.
这个英王是维多利亚女王的亲孙子。德王呢是维多利亚女王的亲外孙子。
This is the Prince of Wales.Who is the grandson of Queen Victoria, and he is also the grandson of Queen Victoria.
俄国的沙皇又是维多利亚女王的亲外孙女婿。
The Russian Tsar was also the son-in-law of Queen Victoria.
等于是什么呢？
What is equal to?
等于是女王的儿子是英王吗？
So, the son of the queen is the heir to the throne, right?
英王跟沙皇娶了一对亲姐妹。
The king of England and the emperor of Russia each married a sister.
说白了，俩人是蛋挑。
In short, the two of them were just playing around.
然后呢
,Then,
这个小沙皇娶了他姨父亲妹妹的亲女儿。
He married his aunt's daughter and his sister's daughter.
这你不用记啊。
You don't need to remember this.
说白了，一战就是《红楼梦》大观园的内讧。
In short, the War of the Red Chamber is just the internal conflict within the grand view garden in the dream of the Red Chamber.
哎。
Oh.
你这么理解就可以了。
That's how I understand it.
由于那两个集团的国力对比
Due to the comparison of the national strength of the two groups
那太过悬殊了
That's too much
最后没办法同盟国以失败告终
Ultimately, the Allied forces failed
所以德、奥、图、保这四个国那在战后都受到了非常严厉的惩罚
Therefore, the four countries of Austria, Germany, Hungary, and Italy were all severely punished after the war.
今天的世界地图啊
Today's world map.
说白了就是一战的战胜国给画出来的。那战败国怎么办？
In simpler terms, what about the defeated countries in World War I?
那能怎么办呀？
What can I do?
被肢解呗。
To be dismembered.
奥匈帝国战后就被肢解成了奥地利。
After the dissolution of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Austria was left as the only remaining entity.
匈牙利啊。
Hungary.
包括这个捷克斯洛伐克
including this Czech
罗马尼亚
Romania
包括波兰
including Poland
还包括南斯拉夫
including Yugoslavia
啊，南斯拉夫
Yugoslavia
后来又分了啊。
Later it was divided again
因为这个91年苏联解体了嘛
Because the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991.
老大哥没了。
Big brother is gone.
南斯拉夫又分成了什么?
What are the different types of Slavic languages?
塞尔维亚。
Serbia.
克罗地亚、斯洛文尼亚、这个波斯尼亚。
Bosnian Slavonia.
黑塞哥维纳。
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
啊，还有什么呀
？What else？
哦
，Oh，
北马其顿啊
，North Macedonia，
科索沃啊，等等等等吧。
Hold on， Kosovo，
就是今天我们在地图和世界杯上看到的那些小国家。
These are the small countries that we see on the map and in the World Cup。
那么原来的奥斯曼土耳其那么大的地盘
，So。The original Ottoman Turkish territory.
它分裂出来的国是最多的。
It has the most countries that have split off.
你包括今天的土耳其呀、啊。
Do you include Turkey today?
希腊啊，叙利亚。
Greece, Syria.
黎巴嫩就是中东那些啊，以色列。
Lebanon is one of the countries in the Middle East, such as Israel.
约旦这个伊拉克
Jordan, Iraq
沙特
Saudi Arabia
阿联酋卡塔尔
United Arab Emirates Qatar
包括非洲的埃及
including Egypt in the Nile River Basin
吉利比
Libya
亚突尼斯摩洛哥等等等等吧
Tunisia, Morocco and so on、
啊、我记不住了
I can't remember it.
岁数大了。
I'm getting old.
因为一战的时候。
Because during World War I.
啊，这个奥斯曼土耳其他站错队了。
This Ottoman Turkish player made a mistake.
本来是要跟俄国站一起的。
Originally, I was supposed to be with Russia.
但是俄国呢，对于巴尔干半岛很感兴趣。
However, Russia is very interested in the Balkan Peninsula. Well,
哇，你要干嘛呀
？What are you doing?
啊，你这天天惦记上我的妞儿。
You've been thinking about my girl all day long.
那、啊、不行。
That won't do.
那我得跟你为敌了。
I have to fight against you.
这个一战呀、啊、
，This war
是分东线和西线的。
It is divided into east and west lines.
东线战场呢，就是俄国对抗德国和奥匈帝国，西线就是英法对抗德国。
But the battlefield is the Soviet Union against Germany and the Austro-Hungarian Empire on the Eastern Front, and the British and French against Germany on the Western Front.
那么很快。
So quickly.
这两线就都进入了僵持不下的局面。
These two lines have been in a stalemate.
就是谁也干不。
Who does it?
不过谁，在那儿耗着。
But who was there to spend it?
那作为当时世界老大的英国就着急了。一战啊。
As the then dominant power in the world, Britain was eager to start a war.
基本上没有什么特别出色的名将。
Basically, there aren't any particularly outstanding generals.
因为当时20世纪初的欧洲啊
Because in the early 20th century, Europe
它只是工业很发达。
He is just an industrial area with a high level of development.
但各国的战术和技术，它都跟不上这种工业文明的发展。
But he couldn't keep up with the development of this industrial civilization and the tactics and technologies of each country.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
也就是什么呢?
What is that?
就是面对着大炮、地雷、飞机
Facing artillery and mortar fire
重机枪
Machine gun
士兵们还都是靠着血肉之躯来抵挡、来冲锋呢
The soldiers were still relying on their bodies and strength to withstand the charge
说白了就是硬碰硬
Simply put, it's a head-on confrontation.
哎
呀、
挖战壕只会这个，那些什么所谓的将军们啊
Those so-called generals who only know how to dig trenches
基本上是不懂现代化战争的
Basically, they don't understand modern warfare.
就是拼人数
It's all about the numbers.
但是拼人数的话
However, if we consider the number of people,
那谁也干不过俄国呀。
Who can beat the Russian exhibition?
俄国是从来不把人当人看的。
White people never treat people as people.
沙皇管自己的士兵叫什么?
What did the Tsar call his own soldiers?
叫穿着军大衣的牲口。
Call the animal wearing military uniform. Oh.
哎，死吧。
Died.
死吧。
Died.
多死点啊。
So many deaths.
多死了。
Many died.
我就省粮食了。
I'm saving food.
我这儿什么都缺。
I'm missing everything here.
就是不缺。
It's not a shortage.
人是我唯一资源过剩的东西。
I am the only thing that I have an abundance of.
一战的时候
During World War I,
俄国那国力是弱到地板。
Russia's power is so weak that it's on the floor.
武器都是买日本的。
Then all by Japanese.
你想，那会儿日本的武器
Do you want to know about the weapons of Japan at that time?
那就相当于今天的义乌啊。
That's like today's Yiwu.
那是假货的代名词。
That's a German thing.
所以俄国在东线。
So Russia is in the east.
那就是靠着人跟德奥两国死扛的。
That's all about relying on people and the US and Germany to hold out.
那么英国就想了
So, Britain thought,
既然东线有俄国顶着我
Since there are Russian bases in the east,
我别在这儿干耗啊
I'm just sitting here wasting my time.
我去打比较弱的土耳其不就完了吗
Can't I just go and beat up a Turkish person?
我开辟一个南线战场
I will open a southern front.
这样一来呢，就可以分散同盟国的力量。
This way, the forces of the alliance can be dispersed.
哎。土耳其有难。
Turkey is in trouble.
那你德国和奥匈你就得来救吧。
Then you have to come and rescue Germany and Austria.
在英国人眼里啊。
In the eyes of the British.
土耳其就是西亚病夫。
Turkey is a sick man in the Middle East.
知道吗
?Do you know?
这主意是谁出的呢
?Who came up with this idea?
就是著名的温斯顿·丘吉尔啊。
That's the famous Winston Churchill.
哎，二战英国首相啊，一战。
Who was the British Prime Minister during World War Roman II?
那时候丘吉尔还是海军大臣呢。
When Churchill was still the first Lord of the Admiralty,
丘吉尔说了，说
Churchill said,
我们凭着海军穿过达达尼尔海。
We sailed through the Dardanelles with the Navy.
海峡。
Strait.
在加里波利半岛登陆。
Landing on the Gallipoli Peninsula.
哎。
Oh.
直接占领土耳其的君士坦丁堡，干掉土耳其以后
After directly occupying Constantinople, the Byzantines eliminated the Turks.
我们在和俄国会师，一块儿再干掉德国和奥匈。
We should meet with the Russians and jointly defeat Germany and Austria-Hungary.
丘吉尔想的是挺美啊。
Cadell thought that it was a good idea.
但万万没想到的是
But to my surprise,
土耳其的陆军总司令是德国的前任总参谋长。
The chief of staff of the Turkish army is the former chief of staff of the German army.
哎
Oh,
那哥们叫法尔肯海因啊，牛逼大了。
That guy is Falkenhayn, and he's awesome.
当时法尔肯海因麾下名将。
At that time, Falkenhayn had a famous general under his command.
就是后来的土耳其国父凯莫尔。凯老师当时是担任土耳其的集团军总司令啊。
That was later the Turkish national hero, Kemal K, who was then the commander of the Turkish First Army.
有凯莫尔在，那丘吉尔。
There was Kemal in the Churchill.
您别说登陆了。
Don't say you've logged in.
连滩头您都登不上去。
You can't even get to the beach.
那几乎就是没法上岸啊。
That's almost impossible.
好几艘战列舰都被凯莫尔布置的水雷炸成残骸。
Several battleships were sunk by the mines laid by Kemal.
哎，英法联军死伤无数。
The Anglo-French army suffered heavy casualties.
不，这个加里波利战役啊，是世界战争。
This battle of Gallipoli was a world war.
史上，咱不敢说是最大啊。
This is the largest one in history.
也至少得排进前三位的海陆两栖大战。
At least the top three battles of land and sea.
你别看就这么一小半岛。
Don't think that this small peninsula is insignificant.
因为它是连接着黑海和地中海的关键水道。
Because it is the key rice that connects the Black Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
这个英法联军啊
This Anglo-French army.
听好，英法联军并不厉害。
The British and French army is not so powerful.
厉害的是英法联军里的奥新军团啊。
What's impressive is the Owen Legion in the Anglo-French army.
就是澳大利亚和新西兰，英国两次世界大战都是指着这两块殖民地呢。
The two world wars that Australia and New Zealand participated in were both aimed at these two colonies.
澳大利亚，你今天看着很高大上啊。
Australia, you look so grand today.
是吧
？Is it?
一说孩子，哎呦。
I heard that the child is crying.
我送到那儿留学去了。
He went to study abroad.
很虚荣吗
？Are you vain?
如何如何？在十九世纪的时候啊。
How to do it in the 19th century?
澳大利亚就是英国关囚犯的地方。
Australia is the place where the British imprison their prisoners.
哎。
Oh.
就相当于我们龙国的什么发配。
It's like what happened to us in Longyuo.
宁古塔呀，相当于俄罗斯的古拉格群岛啊。
Ningyuo, similar to the Gulag Archipelago in Russia.
那些东西都是什么
？What are those things?
杀人犯放火。
The murderers set fire to it.
啊。
How?
哎，一帮亡命之徒。
A group of outlaws.
最后组成的这个国家。
The final country formed.
啊，所以很能打吗？
So can you do well?
英法最后在加里波利勉强的登陆。
The British and French launched a weak and ultimately unsuccessful landing at Gallipoli.
那就是靠着奥新军团呀。
That's thanks to the Austrian Legion.
但即便如此啊。
But even so.
还是没有攻破凯莫尔出色的军事才能。凯莫尔是身先士卒啊。
Still, he couldn't overcome Kemmel's outstanding military talent. Kemmel was a true leader.
来吧。
Come on.
来吧。
Come on.
小伙子们是吧
Are they young men?
我带着你们一起去赴死，在我们死去的那一刻。
I'll take you with me to die in the moment we die.
其他部队和指挥官将取代我们的位置。
Other units and commanders will take over our positions.
你看人家这战争动员做的。
Look at how they mobilized for war.
所以这场著名的加里波利攻坚战。
So this famous Gallipoli campaign.
就让凯莫尔一跃成为了土耳其的民族英雄
Let Kemal become a national hero of Turkey
并且呢为这个日后的包括土耳其独立战争啊
And for the future including the Turkish independence war
啊，包括建立共和国呀
Including establishing a republic
都奠定了坚实的基础
All have been laid a solid foundation.
今天的世界怎么来的？那就是打出来的呀。
How did the world come to be today? It's all about fighting.
这一打也让澳大利亚明白了。哦。
It's also made Australia understand.
哦，你英国其实不牛逼呀。
You Brits aren't that great.
不过如此啊。
Well, that's that.
你还得指望我呢
I'm still counting on you
就从而呢萌生了这帮人建立一个属于自己主权的独立国家的愿景与决心
This gave rise to the vision and determination of a group of people to establish their own sovereign and independent state
明白吗
Do you understand?
加里波利战役啊
Gallipoli campaign.
总共前前后后打了一年。
In total, I have been working for a year.
消耗了大量的资源。
Consumes a lot of resources.
英。
Well.
法澳新作为协约国。
As a new ally, France and Italy.
那是伤亡了25万多人啊。
That's 25,000 people dead.
最后还是一无所获。
In the end, there was still nothing.
哇
Well,
给女王气坏了。
Made the queen angry.
女王一听这个差点抡圆了。
The queen almost exploded when she heard this.
给丘吉尔一大嘴巴。
Give Churchill a mouthful.
你滚蛋摘去顶戴花翎啊。
Get out of here, you're wearing a top hat.
别让我以后在英国再看你啊
Don't let me see you again in the UK
因为丘吉尔他们家是世袭的公爵嘛
Because Churchill and his family were hereditary dukes
所以不能枪毙
Therefore, it cannot be executed
滚滚到法国去
Go to France
当一个法国陆军的营长吧
As a captain in the French army
哇
Well,
丘吉尔一到法国
When Churchill arrived in France
法国人都绿了您这么大的总裁
All the French people are green and rolling around What a president
哎怎么来
How to get there
我们这儿干临时工来了
There are some temporary workers coming here
什么情况
What's up
什么情况
What's going on
就是这情况
Because of this situation,
就是这场战役导致的丘吉尔在一战中直接下台。今天的
This is the result of the Battle of Britain, which caused Churchill to be directly ousted from power.
每年的3月18号
March 18th every year.
土耳其那是举国欢庆啊。
Turkey is celebrating.
哎，欢庆的纪念这场象征民族精神的啊。
AIUN celebrated the anniversary of the event symbolizing national spirit.
包括给了土耳其废除之前的奥斯曼封建制度
including giving the Ottoman Empire the opportunity to abolish its previous feudal system.
而建立新生国家的这次加里波里战役，知道吗？
And the Battle of Gallipoli, which was fought to establish a new nation, do you know?
同时呢，在大洋洲的澳大利亚
At the same time, in Oceania, Australia,
包括新西兰
including New Zealand.
刚才不是说了吗
Did I just say that?
澳新军团嘛，每年也举国的深情的缅怀
The new army also holds annual memorial ceremonies.
那些当年长眠于海底的年轻的生命们。
Those young lives that were buried in the seabed.
所以啊，这个任何一个国家的建立与独立。
So, the establishment and independence of any country.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you.
无一不是靠先辈的流血换来的。
All of them were won through the sacrifices of previous generations.
我们今天无论哪个国家的人都应该好好珍惜啊。
We should all cherish it today, no matter where we come from.
好了啊。
Okay.
到点了。
It's getting late.
关于这个一战内容太多了啊。
There's so much content about this one war.
咱们只能慢慢的织网。
We can only slowly weave the net.
网慢慢的聊。好，后续再更。
Let's continue the conversation later.